get ready for test time, David. Mm-hmm. I think you did a little bit longer of a weather there just so that way you wouldn't have as much time to answer all of the questions. Although the good deacon, he is on his way home. He's listening from the airport in San Diego. He says, tell Dave he's got this. You are the pop quiz extraordinaire.
Can I phone a friend then?
You want to get, we can get Scott on the phone and see if he can help you a little
bit. Thank you.
No phoning a friend.
Okay.
No phoning a friend this time. However, yeah, I went through this one. Just so you know, I took the test myself because I had to take it in order to get the answer key. You should do just fine.
Okay. We'll see.
So I have thrown in a few things though, just to you know make it a little bit more.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Exciting.
Thanks for the second cup, by the way. You made coffee. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes.
You know that's a special day when we have coffee already. We should mention that.
That's true. Yes.
Our executive director, Patrick. Happy birthday to him.
I heard there may be donuts in our future.
There's going to be something that goes along with the coffee, that's for sure.
Nice.
Deborah always picks out amazing things. So we'll look forward to seeing what that might be. So, all right.
Okay.
Well, back to the quiz.
Here we go,
David.
Yes.
Every Catholic must know these things.
Yes.
And you should do all right.
The answer is Jesus.
Okay. So this is a multiple choice. But the first question, I'm not even going to give you the options because, you know, if you don't get this first one, it's an automatic fail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just no
pressure.
Wow,
that's pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
Okay. So here you go. First question is,
yes,
who is revered in the Catholic Church as the first pope?
See, I answered Jesus right off the top, but that's not the answer.
That's not the answer.
The answer is the Rock.
The Rock.
That would be Peter.
St. Peter.
St. Peter.
That's absolutely correct.
Not the Rock, this modern day the Rock, but the Rock, St. Peter.
The Rock.
Yes.
The Rock. That's it.
Thank you.
That's and in fact, you know, the Catholic Church, we have that apostolic succession, which means that we can trace every pope from St. Peter all the way to our current pope, Pope Francis.
Right.
So here's the little bonus on that one, because obviously, yes, we know that St. Peter is it. You didn't fail it automatically.
Thank you.
But here is the question.
Yes.
How many popes have there been in the Catholic Church?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
You want a hint?
Yes.
I'll give you a range.
Okay.
It's a number between 1 and 500.
I'm going to say 500.
No, that's a lot. No. Here's the clue. Is that number more or less than 255?
255, more or less.
More or less than the number of popes that we've had in the church.
I'm going more.
More. Hey, bonus points for you.
Thank you.
266 popes.
There we go. 266.
266. All right.
Nice.
All right. Let's move on here. Now we're going to really kind of start to just challenge you a little bit here.
Okay. Yeah. Please do.
What is the term for the change of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ during the Mass? Is it sacramentalization, transformation, transubstantiation, or consubstantiation?
Ooh. That's a good one. What was the third one?
Transubstantiation.
That's what I'm saying.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to go down here for just a moment because they gave me some clues onto that one. That's the term. And there's been some different councils in the church. One of them was talking about whether it's transubstantiation, meaning that it becomes it, or consubstantiation, which is some of what Protestant faiths believe, that it's not transubstantiation, it's not the body and blood of Christ, it's kind of a representation of.
Gotcha.
Okay, doing good so far.
Thank you.
All right. This is going to be, now you got to think about this one.
All right.
Who was immaculately conceived? Who was immaculately conceived?
Okay.
Was it, and I'll just give you the two kind of real obvious, like, could be. Is it Jesus or the Virgin Mary? Who was immaculately conceived?
It was Jesus.
Oh, that's...
No? Really?
Yeah. So So that's interesting because we talk about this often on the Feast of the Annunciation. That is the Christ's birth is the virgin birth. The Immaculate Conception is actually the conception of Mary without sin in the womb of her mother.
I think you tricked me with the context of the question.
No way.
Yes.
There were other options. I gave you, it was 50-50, David,
all right.
on that one.
Okay.
Because it's, but again, yeah, that's tricky one that we always have to constantly remind ourselves on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
See, that was a trick. I almost said the Blessed Virgin Mary, but anyway.
Okay.
All right,
let's see here. We got just a time for like two more.
Let's see
what we can do here. Okay, here's a good one too, because this
this
one, when I got the key, I got this one wrong.
Mm.
So if you can get this one right, you're smarter than me. So here we go. What Catholic religious order did Martin Luther belong to before he broke from the church? Okay, so Martin Luther was the Protestant Reformation, right?
Yeah.
He was an order. He was a religious in the Catholic Church, and he wrote those essays and everything like that. Was Martin Luther a Franciscan, a Dominican, a Jesuit, or an Augustinian?
Yeah.
Right?
That's total guess for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, you say a Franciscan?
Franciscan, Dominican Jesuit, or Augustinian?
I'm going to say Augustinian.
David, you are smarter than I.
Thank you very much.
Augustinian is correct. Now, I went, you know, he was kind of educated. He thought a lot. He wrote a lot. So I went with Dominican.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he was in the Dominicans. Nope. You're right. Augustinian.
Augustinians.
All right. Thank you. And then one last little bonus question here, just for Protestantism. You know, he wrote those essays and he posted them on the front of the church, right? In protest of what the church was doing.
Yeah.
Real famous, especially for Protestants. They celebrate that day, actually.
Mm-hmm.
How many essays? More or less than 90?
Ooh, wow. That's a lot of essays.
He was a writer, yeah.
Yeah. That seems like an awful lot. I'm going to go less.
Yeah, it actually was just slightly more, 95.
Oh, it was more. Okay.
Yep. 95 essays
that
he wrote. So, David, I'd say you and me leveled out there.
Yeah.
So I don't know though if that means that we're good or bad Catholics.
Do I win a donut later?
Yes.
Okay.
You win. You get a donut.
Thank you.
All right. We hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.